Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes we're going to have Alex Newman on, and we're going to be talking about some issues taking place, well, guess where? In the public school system, friends. It goes way beyond Common Core, No Child Left Unindoctrinated. It goes way beyond International Baccalaureate. Yet, friends, and we are in it now. They want your kids at all cost, period. Again, a perfect sign of God's judgment. Deuteronomy 28, go ahead and read after verse 15 to the end of the chapter. You will understand. You will see clearly as to the parallel as to what's taking place in this country. As they say, if we're not going to live for the blessings and rejoice in God, then we're going to fall to his judgments and be destroyed. And that's exactly where the American people seem to be going right now, by choice. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. Now, I wanted to get to something really quick, because much is happening. And again, what it does is it just goes to show you the fascist state in which we are in. And when you put it up against Isaiah 28, verse 18, it talks about an alliance, a covenant of hell and a covenant of death. The Bible also says it will be disannulled, just like it always has been in the past, because we all the well know the word of God is going nowhere, right? The seed of the righteous is forever, period. We're not going anywhere, friends, okay? But what we see is we see corporations at the same time that actors, the real legislators, hiding behind our said politicians, go ahead and advocate for something. And namely, in this particular case, what's going on with the whole gay agenda that I've been warning the American people about for the last 17 years. It doesn't seem like it's so funny anymore. And for some reason or another, it's coming around that what we have been warning about is exactly where we're at today. And what am I talking about? Again, the gay agenda. I'm not a bigot. I'm not a hater. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that, period. Okay? And read John 7:7 when you get a moment. Well, just to show you how the corporations are aligned with corruption in government and the corrupt in Hollywood, look what's happening now. Taco Bell, which we know is a globalist org, they're promoting oneness, the New World Order, and the gist. We got to let these people know that we're not going to put up with them. And folks, I've told you before, when this kind of stuff comes up and I say we're done. I haven't been in the Target for 15 years. When they started to push the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, which is condemned by law, American law, in every state of our union, which allies itself with Romans 1:24 in the New Testament, going back to Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13, folks, and 30 other references condemning sodomy, you need to understand that we're ruled by law, and if we obey the law, we're going to be liberated when we bring judgment upon the heads of those that mean to act in a lawless fashion, right? And I'm thinking of Leviticus 25, verse 18 as well. But again, friends, look what's going on. Taco Bell promotes the LGBT advocacy and drag queen shows at its restaurants. Let me remind you, Americans, this is against the law. This is an abomination in the sight of God, and it's an abomination in the sight of all of us that are righteous in Christ, period. Even people with common, folks, heathens aren't going along with this, but Taco Bell's going along with it. Folks, let them know you're not going to support what they're advocating for. Enforce the law and pull your support. That's what you need to do, because the minute they feel that in their pocketbooks, they're done, friends, and they all the well know that they're done. I wanted to highlight one other topic as well. I'm sorry, a couple other topics before we get Alex Newman up online with us on Zoom. Record cases of heart disease being reported by Health Impact News. This is just posted today. Record cases of heart disease among under 40 years old explodes 20,000% after the COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. Isn't that interesting? Did you see recently the father of the vaccine when he was out on his Make America Great Again campaign? Folks, here, listen, we know what Donald says, but we also pay attention as to how Scripture tells us we're to judge, we're to be fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16. What Donald says and what Donald Trump does are two different stories. Now, with that said, he calls himself the father of the vaccine, which is, in fact, responsible for the statistics that I just showed you. And he even had the audacity, friends, to go ahead and take it to his worshipers, his idolaters. We have no God, but King Trump, say they, just like the Pharisees did of the Herodians back in the day. But I want you to see this, because he had the audacity to get up into the face of his supporters and introduce him to none other than Johnson & Johnson. Check this out, the CEO.
Some friends of mine, they wanted to say, I said, don't come tonight, let's go another time, it's pouring. Woody Johnson, a great gentleman. You ever hear of Johnson & Johnson? He owns the place, I tell you what. This guy's got cash like nobody's got cash. Johnson & Johnson, his incredible wife, Suzanne Johnson, whose family is very, very
listen to all the support,
close,
friends.
She comes from Ukraine, so she's she has a little bit of a hard time with it, but she's an incredible woman. Another incredible woman is Summers Farkas, a person respected by everybody in New York.
Thousands of people and no response. Does that tell you, folks, the temperature? Doesn't that gauge? Doesn't that give you a good perspective concerning the gauge as to how to gauge the American people? They're not for none of this. But it's happening today, isn't it? And it's happening again, friends, because, again, I sometimes I just hate saying it. But I know it's true, because truth makes men free, John 8:32. Not the lie, not the compromise, not the diplomats concerning the truth, not the fraternizers. Nope. Folks, it's going to go on until the American people take responsibility and understand again, when they read the preamble of the United States of America, that we the people are the government under God. Remember the Declaration of Independence as well? Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Since when did government become our doctors? Since when did they have a say in doing that? Again, friends, what's the purpose of government? To maintain order, to restrain men from sin, said John Adams, and to what? Condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Check out Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, when you get a moment. Now, what we're going to do on the other side of this break, friends, is we're going to pull up Alex Newman, and we're going to talk concerning a plethora of topics, and I'm looking forward to it. He's a newfound friend, and we'll see where this goes. With that said, if you want to check us out on social media, platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Going to take a quick break. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, again, I'm going to give you the phone number, but we do have a guest, Alex Newman. He's going to jump on with us in just a second here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, said Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. So without further ado, friends, let's pull on our new friend, Alex Newman, and you can go ahead and check him out on social media platforms if you so choose to do so. Welcome to the show, Alex. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Bradley.
Yeah, you look like you're a little busy bee. Even during the breaks, it looked like you were typing, and I know that you're, you know, out there doing the stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. You have a vast bio, so no disrespect meant here in any sense of the word, but you have a pretty long bio. And with that said, can you go ahead and give everybody a download in a nutshell as to who Alex Newman is and what it is that you do, my friend?
Well, hey, I really appreciate it, Bradley. Thank you for having me on. Thanks for all that you do. You know, first and foremost, I am an evangelist. My goal is to reach the world with the truth. And then the way I make my living, I'm a journalist, I'm an educator, I'm a consultant, I'm an author, I've got a small business, now I'm running for office, and I serve on a lot of different boards, most of which are unpaid volunteer work, so.
Well, good for you, and I appreciate that. You know, I think that was one of the things that when we first got into ministry, just thinking about who I am and what I do in comparison to what you're doing, after reading your bio, I thought to myself, man, this guy's as busy as I am in so many different fronts. And when I catch that and I see that, especially with people that are involved with the younger people in the country, I got to tell you what, that's an answered prayer. King David said that he was a companion of all them that feared the Lord and of those that were those that kept his precepts. And so with that said, you were one of those, and I'm really happy to make the connection here. Really quick, what I want to do, if you don't mind, Alex, is I want to get to the fact that I've done a lot of high schools, probably 365 public schools, two of them were Christian schools, by the way. And one of the things that we notice that they're teaching in public schools is earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world governments, animal rights, redistribution of American wealth to other nations, contraception and reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, debt forgiveness to third world nations, adoptions of the gay rights agenda, elimination of the right to bear arms, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. Now, I bring that up because I want you to take it to the next level concerning what's happening under the United Nations, because international baccalaureate, that surfaced. No Child Left Unindoctrinated, we call that here. That surfaced, as well as Common Core. So do us all a favor and enlighten us concerning how deep this goes with the United Nations, because this stuff is alarming, to say the least. It really is.
Yeah, it is, Bradley. And in fact, they've even completely come out of the closet and just dropped the mask. In California last April, about 1 year ago now, the state school board voted unanimously to mandate this new ethnic studies model curriculum that actually required elementary age school children in class to pay homage to the demonic, pagan, Aztec deities of cannibalism and war and human sacrifice. I mean, this is Old Testament level stuff. A nation like ours, a people that once knew God, now has their children chanting and praying to bloodthirsty, demonic, false gods of an ancient empire that crumbled precisely because they were worshiping false gods and demons and sacrificing their children to these. So we really have come full circle. It really is Old Testament level stuff. And I think the UN is the source of a lot of this, but if we're honest, the UN is much more a vehicle, a tool of the diabolical predator class than it is the source of the problem. And so if you look at our U.S. Department of Education, during the Obama administration, again, they just completely came out of the closet. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, every UN conference he could get himself invited to, he said, hey, we're partners with you guys. We're working together, brainwashing all the kids. We're going to turn our kids into green global citizens. We're going to promote this garbage around the world. We're going to promote homosexuality, transgenderism in the schools. And it's not a new thing, right? After World War II, the UN set up the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And the plan was from the very beginning, and in fact, they were much more honest in the late 40s and early 50s than they are even today. The plan was always to standardize education globally, brainwash the children of the planet, and it was the pretext back then was to build peace into the minds of men, was the
right
slogan.
Right.
So that was our excuse, but it has gotten much worse, of course. It's just been less open. Now, the first head of UNESCO was, it told you everything you needed to know. He was the head of the Eugenics Society. He was the head of the Humanist Association, very much like the founders of America's government education system. And, they have been working ever since to create the same type of brainwash camp in every country in the world. Bill Gates went actually over there in 2004 or 2005, signed a deal with them. They said they were going to create a global standards, global syllabus, global curriculum, and that this should be used all over the world, even global teacher training programs. So all the teachers would be brainwashed with the same stuff. He came back to the United States and almost right away started pumping billions with a B into Common Core, which, of course, then was imposed on every one of our 50 states. So what we're seeing now is the emergence of a truly global indoctrination system with a purpose, first and foremost, of turning our children away from God, and secondarily turning our children away from everything that God has declared to be good, everything that God has ordained for our benefit.
Yeah, and it's interesting because what I have in front of me right now is a quote from none other than John Dunphy. And that guy was a piece of work. I don't know that he's still around today, but he is a piece of work. And I want you guys to hear this quote just to piggyback as to what Alex is saying right now. He said that the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. I bet it is. I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, that would be me, for they all be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject that they teach. Now, I just want to stop right there because there's more of this quote, but it's interesting to me, Alex, isn't it rather surprising to you that 86%, that's the last stat or statistic that I've heard concerning those that profess to be Christians in this country, that they sit down and they allow this. Not only do they allow this to happen in public schools, but they actually drop their kids off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment in the first place. What say you?
It's absolutely astounding to me that Christian parents continue to allow this. I think more and more we're having an awakening, but part of the blame, if we're quite honest, belongs on the shoulders of the pastors. Right, if the pastors were preaching the whole counsel of God, their churches, their congregations, they're supposed to be equipping their congregation. And these congregations would then be equipped to understand what is the role of a parent. Is the role of a parent to just feed the child and tuck them in at night, or is there something more? And of course, if you read your Bible, you know there's much more. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. You're supposed to be educating and discipling your child when he wakes up, when you're walking by the way, when you're sitting down to eat, when you're going to bed at night, right? There's no time for Caesar to get his grimy mitts on your child. So it is truly incredible. That quote you mentioned, I think that was 1983, the Humanist magazine.
That's right.
This is what they've been doing from the very beginning, and they've been very clear about it. If you look at the history of the public school system, it was always Marxists and communists and God-haters and people who rejected the Bible who wanted the government to take over education. For almost 2,000 years of church history, it was understood that parents are primarily responsible for the education of their own children, maybe with a little bit of a supplemental role from the church, no role for government at all. But today, Bradley, it astounds me that there is a single Christian on this planet that could allow this. You know, Christ said twice, it's recorded twice in the Gospels, he gave a very simple litmus test. Either you're with me or you're against me.
Amen.
And so you can apply that to anything. Apply it to a government school. And anybody out there, I dare you, make an argument that the government schools are with Christ. You would sound like an absolute raving lunatic. Not even the most wicked hater of Christ in the Bible would dare to make that argument because it's preposterous on its face. And that leaves only one option. That means the schools are anti-Christ. They are against Christ. And parents, Christian parents, you have a responsibility before God for the education, the discipling, and the raising of your own children. And if you fail there, God will hold you responsible.
And he will. That's right. These are soon to be our rulers in one fashion or another. It's been accredited to Abraham Lincoln, who said, you know, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Now, whether that was him or not, it's true, because it's exactly what we see today. We see these, as you were, you know, talking about the pastors. And P.S., D. James Kennedy was a friend of mine, and before he passed away, he had shared with me the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, to what's going on in public schools, to the sodomite agenda, to now even invasion of illegals into the United States, is the pulpits in America that remain silent. And how do we put that up against John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, who said the church is called to be the moral compass of society? When that goes, everything else goes. So it's going to fall right to the front door of the church, and we can see that it does. So we're reaping the curse at this point, and what we need to do is reverse that and see the blessing upon our children rather than the curse. I'm going to take a quick break, Alex. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Alex Newman with us right now talking about the UN agenda in public schools today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a swing at President Joe Biden and Democrats on Tuesday, blaming both for the economic pressures facing Americans.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
President Biden attempted to unveil a plan to battle inflation on Tuesday, but failed to offer specifics.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
U.S. inflation is at its highest point in 40 years. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa. They say it's part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is in its 11th week. This is USA Radio News. Missouri and Louisiana's attorneys general are pushing back against the Biden administration's so-called Ministry of Truth and Big Tech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt spoke to Newsmax.
Yeah, this is really Missouri versus the Ministry of Truth. So we've filed this lawsuit with Louisiana against the Biden administration, really two of the most corrupt players right now, two of the biggest institutions, big government and big tech, for colluding to suppress speech and violate the First Amendment. Ultimately, the government doesn't get to outsource its censorship to private parties.
A California district attorney declined to file charges against legendary boxer Mike Tyson after being caught on video allegedly punching a passenger on a flight. DA Steve Wagstaff said on Tuesday he's declared the case closed. In addition, Wagstaff added his office will not be filing charges against the passenger, Melvin Townsend, who declined to press charges against Tyson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have our friend with us, Alex Newman, right now. And I got a quote in front of me from John Dumphy, and I want to finish the quote. I gave it half-wise version during the last segment. I want to finish it, and then we're going to go back to Alex really quick. With that said, John Dumphy said, the classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. That's exactly what's happening. The rotting corpse of Christianity together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. That is craziness, even to suggest such a course, but it shows you what a godless people attempt to do. Alex, Charles Spurgeon said this. He said this long ago, and of course you're probably very well aware of it, but he said the church is an anvil, and he said the world is a hammer. He said the anvil is never changed out. It's always the hammer. And no matter how many times the corrupt learn the lesson that they're not going to win a war against their creator, they want to continuously try it over and over and over again. But what's even more bewildering to me is the fact that the American people tolerate the evil to prevail in any sense of the word. And I say this, it was Edmund Burke that said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. With all due respect to Edmund, the fact of the matter is nothing could be further from the truth. Because good men do not allow evil to prevail. And what we see in public schools is just astounding, to say the least. And again, going back to the parents, the responsible party, as to why they would drop their kids off to be raised by their sworn enemies. What do you say to that? Because it bewilders me on a daily basis, and it's almost at times where you feel like you're beating your head against the wall. But at times also when we're in doing high school assemblies, the kids receive the message in a big way. So there's a lot of positive, and that's the direction I want to turn this. But to me, one of the first conversations that we had, and I don't mean to belabor this, but it just did come to me. I'm just thinking right now, Alex, our first conversation before the show was, what kind of a fool would send their kid into a public school to be raised up by their sworn enemy? There is no nice way to say it, is there?
There is not. And you know, you realize how ridiculous it is when you say, hey, what atheist is going to send their child to a Christian school? What pagan is going to send their child to a Christian school? And the answer is, of course, none of them, right? They would never send their children to Christian school because they're thinking through this. They're thinking, what's going to happen if Christians disciple my child? Oh, my goodness, they might become Christian. And so as Christians, to me, it's unbelievable that we just deliberately defy God's clear commands, God's clear instructions for the raising and the educating and the discipling of our children and hand them over to an institution that we know, right? These are schools controlled by a government that is not only tolerating the slaughter of unborn babies, it is facilitating and funding through our taxes the slaughter of unborn babies. What more do you need to know about the character of the organizations operating these schools to know that they're not a good, safe, wholesome environment for your children? It boggles the mind, and I'm hoping that Christians will continue to wake up. Good things are happening because it's becoming too obvious, but that we have a long way to go, unfortunately, Bradley.
Okay, so how is this systematically taking place? Give us a quick rundown. I do see that going even back down to back in time with Eisenhower, he began to infiltrate the public schools during that era with evolution, which, by the way, was illegal in this country, and it still is, to teach or to indoctrinate our kids with that untruth. But you can go back all the way to the turn of the century, can you not, and show as to how the system is set up and what the end aim was?
I would go back even further than that, Bradley. In fact, the first person that I can find that ever advocated government education of children was the raging totalitarian pagan Plato. He, of course, believed that philosopher kings should rule over us for our own benefit, and he advocated a government-run educational system to train up two different categories of people, the rulers and the ruled. And, of course, that's exactly what we have today, right? So he's the first one. Now, this system didn't really take off. A couple of the Greek city-states tried it. A fascist Sparta tried it, and, of course, it was a disaster. The real beginning of government education in history, really, that when it really took root, it actually began with a communist in the United States, even before Karl Marx. Back in the very early 1800s, there was a utopian communist who totally rejected everything that God teaches in the Bible, and he rejected the Bible. He viewed Christianity as evil. Then it was Robert Owen. Pretty wealthy. He was a textile manufacturer, and he used part of his fortune to set up this idiotic communist commune in Indiana called New Harmony. And, of course, it failed, right? It didn't even take 2 years before the whole thing fell apart because he was going contrary to everything that God teaches. He wanted to get rid of private property. God said, thou shalt not steal. He wanted to get rid of the family. Of course, God ordained the family. Right, so this crazy utopian came up with the idea, it imploded, and then he said, hey, the reason why this didn't work is because these children have been raised by a system, a world that still believes in Christianity, that still believes in these biblical ideas, and so we need to have the government take over education. Now, I won't bore you with the whole story, but he did create a secret society, and this is well documented because a whistleblower actually came to Christ and defected from this secret society. His name was Orestes Brownson, and he wrote a whole book about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said this secret society, it had two initial objectives. The first one was to shift public opinion in favor of having government take a role in education. The second was to get men elected to the legislatures who would support this idea of a government role for education. Now, at the time, that sounded completely insane. Parents would say, well, hey, I'm doing a fine job educating my children. They're doing great at the church school. What need do we have for government to be involved here? And so that was the beginning of it. Now, Orestes Brownson, like I said, he came to Christ and he repented of this and he sounded the alarm. And he said the great object, this is a direct quote, the great object was to eliminate Christianity. That was why they wanted the government to take over education. Obviously, it didn't take off right away. He wrote these silly essays about it, and the Prussian ambassador got hold of them. He took them back to the dictator of Prussia. This was again the beginning of the 1800s. The dictator of Prussia ordered his interior minister. He liked the idea. He said, "Hey, make me some of these government schools and force all the parents to send their children." It was the first time we ever had education of the state, by the state, for the state. It was a totalitarian's dream. It worked great for creating brainwashed little zombies who would obey whatever you said. And then this was imported back to the United States by a guy called Horace Mann, another utopian who also rejected the Bible. In fact, one of his objectives was to get the Bible out of the classroom, and that's what he wanted to do. Now, he couldn't just come out and say that right away. He said he wanted to get the sectarianism out. But long story short, Horace Mann brings this system into Massachusetts with support from the legislature. He becomes the first ever Secretary of Education. After he's done in Massachusetts, he travels the country like an evangelist, preaching the good news of government brainwashing. Other states start to do this, and by about World War I is when the real transformation happens. All the men are sent off to die in the wars. The women are taken out of the home and sent to the factories to make the bullets, to make the rest of it. And so the government says, hey, children, you need to come to government schools. That's the first time a majority of American kids were in public schools. John Dewey takes that architecture, weaponizes it further. He's, of course, one of the authors of the Humanist Manifesto, a total communist. And the rest is history. So.
Well, isn't that interesting to you? And doesn't it strike you as rather odd that this idiot that conceived the idea straight from hell is what the American people are sending their kids to, and yet they claim to be Christians? And again, I'm not backhanding people that don't know, but I am to those that do know. I'm reproving them. I'm correcting them. I'm instructing them. 2 Timothy 3:16, and yet they continuously do it. But okay, so we got this far. I've had you for two segments. I have you for about three more minutes, Alex. What is it that we do to give people the answers as to how to shut down the system that the UN means to create?
Well, there are several things. I think first and foremost, if you're a parent and you have children in the government brainwash camps, treat that building like it's on fire. Run in there like your life depends on it, like your child's life depends on it. Grab them and run out that door and never go back. Next, after that, you got to start figuring out what you're going to do to give them a legitimate, a real education. I think homeschooling is the gold standard. If you can't do that, find a vetted, good Christian school. Get yourself some resources. I'm the executive director as a volunteer position of Public School Exit as a ministry to help liberate children and Christians from the government's indoctrination system. I've written books on this. I've done a lot of work on this, so you can get yourself up to speed.
Is there a statistic on the exodus, the mass exodus taking place today from public schools to homeschooling? Is there a statistic on that we might know?
Yeah, well, the U.S. Census Bureau is the most reliable data we have right now. They said that from 2020 to 2021, the number of homeschoolers in America more than doubled. It went from about 6% of students to about 12%. In my state of Florida, it's about 20%. In Alaska now, they're coming up on one-third of students being homeschooled. So the exodus is happening. It's accelerating, but it needs to happen a whole lot faster, and it's going to take generations to undo the damage that's already been imposed on us.
Yes, it is. Now, where do we go online to find Alex Newman, my friend?
My personal website is libertysentinel.org. I'm the senior editor of The New American. You can find Public School Exit at publicschoolexit.com. I write for a lot of different publications, but I want to thank you again for having me on the program, Bradley, and thank you for all that you do.
I do. I got you for another minute. Go ahead and share those publications, because Epoch is one that I make reference to quite a bit, and you're a contributor over there, is that right?
That's right. In fact, I've done a whole series on education in the opinion section. I'm on part 22 right now. I started in 2019. So go to the epochtimes.com. You can find that. We've also done several special issues of the New American magazine. If you go to thenewamerican.com, you can get those. I've done a national speaking tour on this, and I'm continuing at churches, political groups all over the country, warning people about what's happening in these brainwash camps. And I think it's the most urgent issue facing our nation today, because if we lose all our kids, the churches will crumble, the freedom will crumble, our civilization will crumble. That's where we're at.
Yeah, and it's interesting. In this area, the five-state area alone, now I've done high school assemblies in about 25 different states from Minnesota to Florida. But it's interesting. In the five-state area, we were the only ones that I knew of that were doing high school assemblies, actually out there educating the kids rather than indoctrinating. Can you go ahead and share with people, as from your perspective, how much help do you see out there, or should I say, how many people are actually in the fight to rescue our kids from the public school system alongside of you, Alex? And please be honest with us. Not that you wouldn't
be. The number's growing. If you go check out our advisory board for public school exit, what you'll find, we've got some of the finest legal minds, pastors in the country. We've got amazing people working with us, and the number is growing very quickly as people finally realize and repent.
Well, amen. Again, Alex Newman, I totally appreciate you. We'll do this again, my friend, on a different topic. I mean, you sound well-versed, and I'm happy to have you. And we'll do it all over again.
Thank you so much, Bradley.
Thank you, Alex. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, now is the time to do that. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, we just got off the interview with Alex Newman, and boy, he's very well versed. What a kick in the pants, seriously. The reason I asked the question at the very end of the interview with him concerning how many people are at his side in the good fight of faith, it's interesting to note how very far and few between there is that are in the good fight of faith. And what I noticed, here I can give you a perfect parallel. The money that goes into the church today concerning the young people, less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids. Let me say it again. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the young people. I remember when I first got saved. I was called up into a pastoral meeting. I was called to stand in for a pastor that was just removed. And it was interesting how they were talking about all their church plans, their brand new pews, what they're going to paint this room and what they're going to paint that room. And that's all fine and dandy, right? But I had to stop and ask the question, being directly, folks, saved, just recently saved, and coming directly from the world, I asked the question, why is it that no support is going to the young people? I mean, they get this room upstairs, and they get these chairs, and they get the preacher, and that's all they need, because they need to feed on the bread of life so that they might grow in grace, because we all know that the natural man can't do that. That's all fine and dandy, but why is all of that support going to the adults, and you guys are overlooking the kids? And then I gave them the statistics, and of course, I was a stumbling block to the pastoral meeting because I brought up an inconvenient truth. And I did, because, you know, that's been my heart since day one, is to fight for our future. I mean, listen, folks, if we don't fight for them now, they are going to be our said representatives. And you see how corrupt the 60s and the 70s and the 80s dogs are in the pulpits in America and incumbents in government today. And it's not good. We can all see it's not good. Do you think that younger generation that's fought for is not going to stand up out of gratitude and do the right thing as unto God if we fight on the behalf of those young people today? I mean, folks, the common sense comes into place in this particular conversation that we're having. Now, I'm saying all this for the very reason that look at how little support goes to our kids. And I know a lot of people don't really get this because they're not used to this. But when I first got into ministry, I told the Lord, I said, I don't want to be in a ministry that begs for money. And we don't beg for money here. We just ask people to support us to keep us out on the road for the work of the ministry. Now, I'm not going there, but I am saying that out of the 365 high schools that we've done, I would say 95% of those high schools we had to raise money to do. We had to raise money as a ministry to go do a high school assembly. Case in point, and I'll just give you one, and I can give you several. But we drove from Minnesota all the way to Key West, Florida, two high school assemblies. We got there. We were promised $500. We took a 45-foot bus with 30 people on it just to basically do our presentation. And when we got there, we got the $500 check, but most people didn't know that we had to send the teams out to concerning gospel tracts and our, you know, comic books and our materials. And most people didn't know that we were doing that to raise the rest of the support so we could get back home. $500 doesn't fill a gas tank in any kind of a vehicle, in the sense of a bus or a van, to get from Minnesota to Florida. But we had to raise the money to do that. Okay, that's been our heart towards the young people since day one. It's our heart towards the old people as well. We're not biased and we're not misbalanced when it comes to, you know, how our love is distributed. It's just what we're called to do, and it's what we've always done. But it has, and it's bothered me since day one as to the lethargy, the lethargic attitude concerning the people in the church, and it's so allied the spirit of the world and the spirit of the church, as if to suggest that somehow or another it's acceptable to take your kid as a Christian and drop him off at a public school. That blows me away. I mean, it blows me away. Folks, how people that call themselves Christians sit in front of a television set blows me away. 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4. What also comes to my mind is Amos 3:3. If we're called to be consecrated as unto the Lord, we can't sit there and feed on the spirit of the world and expect to grow in grace. No, only the Christ can do that by the Holy Ghost. That's why we must feed on the bread of life, as I said earlier. But again, friends, just going back concerning Alex Newman and the conversation that we had, I wanted to make clear as to the reason that I brought up the question as to how many people do you have at your side in this good fight of faith? Because, friends, let me tell you, there's very far and few between. The majority is dropping their kids off while there's people inside that are fighting to make the younger generation aware as to how they're being lied to. Here's the good news. They know that they're being lied to. They know that they're being lied to. I also wanted to highlight this before the end of the show today. and burst some bubbles here. The U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos signed on to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development. In fact, the pseudo-treaty linked or inked by Donald Trump's education chief suggests that the purpose of schooling is to indoctrinate children with the right values and teach them to be obedient to, guess who, friends? Worker drones. That's what they want to make them out to be. Under the un-American vision agreed to last week in Argentina, Donald Trump's Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, the government's purported to commit their nations to globalize brainwashing under the guise of education. I wanted to make clear that everybody understood that this is systematically and incrementally been going down concerning the education system in the United States of America, president after president, incrementally. Okay? And they're all leading right back to the United Nations and the agenda that's been proposed over, what, 100, 200 years ago, as Alex was talking about? This is insanity, friends, that we have any kids in public schools. This is criminal. And by the way, if it's fictitious, it's not true, or it's misinformation, do you know that you can go to your local state and you can have the school correct the misinformation or the indoctrination or the propaganda that's thrown in school books for free? And there's law firms across the United States that will help you get the job done. So it's not enough for us to just talk about all the bad things happening in public schools. It's enough for us to do a little due diligence, find out where it's at, and then take them to task concerning what the law declares that they can and cannot do. Because the law doesn't, friends, give permission to lawlessness. And that's exactly what this is concerning this propaganda. I want to end the show with this. I just said to you a couple moments ago that the young people across the United States in public schools, they are not stupid. And I want to say this to the older adults, too. Don't sit there and equate the younger generation to what you had when you were in public school. It's not even close to being the same. They are literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and it's time that we stand up. But I want to give you the voice of a six-year-old little girl, okay? One day, a six-year-old little girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked the little boy, "Teacher, Tommy, do you see the trees outside?" And Tommy said, "Well, of course, yes, I do see them." The teacher asked Tommy, "Do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy asked in the affirmative. He said, "Yes." The teacher said, "Go out and look up and see if you can see the sky." Tommy said, "Okay." So the little boy returned. And a few minutes later, he said, "Yes, I saw the sky," back to the teacher. The teacher said, "Do you see God?" And Tommy said, "Well, no, I didn't see God." And the teacher said, "That's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist." So a little six-year-old girl stood up and she said, "Teacher, can I go ahead and ask a question?" The teacher agreed. The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the tree outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." He's getting angry now, a little uptight. The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the grass outside?" And Tommy said, "Yes." Again, getting tired of answering the same questions. The little girl said, "Do you see the sky?" Tommy said, "Yes, I see the sky." The little girl said, "Tommy, do you see the teacher?" And Tommy said, "Yes, I see the teacher." The little girl said, "Do you see her brain?" And Tommy said, "No." The little girl said in her smart little wit, right? She said, "Then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one." Folks, the young people in public schools, they know that they're being lied to. The question that they're asking the adults and their said church spiritual leaders is, where is the love that you talk about? Because you offer lip service, but yet it's you that is dropping us off in a cesspool of indoctrination to be made a prey to those that mean to control us and to those in truth that mean to enslave us. And they're asking the question, why is it that you're allowing this to happen, friends? By the way, if you want to check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, on the front page, you will find, my friends, our high school assembly program and all the schools that we've done across the country. And do yourself a favor and check it out. It is for free on the webpage. Check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.